Welcome back to another CAPS podcast. This is MJ Rendon. Dr. Corpolani, a staff psychologist at CAPS, is joining us today to talk about the Body Acceptance Program. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Corpolani.
It's great to be back, MJ.
Dr. Corpolani, can you tell us what is the Body Acceptance Program?
Of course. It's actually CAPS' version of a multidisciplinary eating disorder treatment team. Ordinarily, a treatment team consists of a therapist, a nutritionist, a psychiatrist, and then a physician. Eating disorders are so complex that it's important to intervene at each of these levels to make sure that an individual's concerns are addressed from multiple dimensions. What that means at our center is that they work with either a psychologist or a pre-doctoral psychology intern at CAPS, and then they meet with a dietitian at Health Promotion Services, and then also a physician at Student Health Services. And in that way, as a team of professionals, we meet on a biweekly basis to discuss cases, to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Who should consider joining the Body Acceptance Program?
I think anyone that's struggling with eating concerns, as well as any kind of body image difficulty. So for example, if you find yourself counting calories, if you're really focused on your weight and shape, and you feel like a lot of your self-esteem is based on your weight and shape, if you find yourself eating more in a certain period of time than most people would eat, if you find yourself engaging in any compensatory behaviors after eating, such as over-exercising, taking diet pills, laxatives, diuretics, even vomiting, that might be a good indicator that there might be something wrong, and it would be helpful to come in and participate in an assessment to kind of figure out what's going on and get the help that you might need. In terms of body image difficulties, if you find yourself excessively looking in the mirror, focusing on parts of your body that you don't necessarily like, pinching, poking, pulling skin back, I think those are all good indicators that there also might be an issue there and might be useful to come in and get some help.
Okay. Can you share with students how can they join the program?
Of course. I think the easiest way is to call the counseling center when you know that you do want to come in and schedule a same-day consultation to meet with one of our clinicians. At that point, they're going to do a brief assessment to kind of get a sense of what's going on. And then from there, you'd be referred for an eating disorder screening appointment, which would usually be conducted by either myself or another clinician. And if we determine that you are appropriate fit for the program, you would then be set up for treatment. And we discuss all the different aspects of treatment during that time as well.
What are some of the positive outcomes you have seen in students after they join the Body Acceptance Program?
One of the biggest positive results that we've had from the program is a significant decrease in eating disorder behaviors, such as restricting food intake or counting calories or cutting out certain food groups. So I think overall that's been one of the biggest changes that we've seen in students. They also are able to gain insight into what's causing these eating and body image difficulties and address those issues at the core instead of using eating as a way to cope with what's going on.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us how the Body Acceptance Program works.
You are very welcome. Thanks again so much for having me.
Visit us at caps.fiu.edu for more podcasts on mental health topics and the services CAPS provides. Thank you for listening.